With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following her loss in the South Carolina Republican primary, Nikki Haley is losing a major source of campaign funding. As first reported by Politico, Americans for Prosperity is ending its support of the Haley campaign, but Haley is not throwing in the towel.
Now that Donald Trump's made it four in a row with his win in South Carolina, the next contest comes Tuesday in Michigan.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
But Nikki Haley isn't giving up, saying many voters want an alternative.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, a man is in critical condition after setting himself on fire yesterday afternoon outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C.
A spokeswoman for the U.S. Air Force confirmed that the incident involved an active duty airman, but the authorities have so far declined to say whether it was a form of protest. It's not the first incident of self-immolation outside an Israeli diplomatic mission in the U.S. since the conflict between Israel and Hamas erupted in October. In December, one person set themselves on fire in front of the Israeli consulate in the state of Georgia. On that occasion, remnants of a Palestinian flag were found at the scene, and police said it appeared to be an extreme act of political protest.
The BBC's Warren Bull. President Biden meets with the top four congressional leaders at the White House tomorrow. The administration says they'll discuss more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as avoiding a partial government shutdown next month. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 46 points, NASDAQ futures 2 points higher, S&P futures 2 points lower. This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage this month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and is not expected to pass. Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in the 2020 constitutional revision, but added a clause stipulating that marriages can only be a union of one man and one woman. This is SRN News. The South Korean government is giving striking doctors in training 4 days to get back on the job.
Officials say they won't be punished if they return by Thursday, but warns they will face indictments and suspensions of medical licenses if they don't meet the deadline. About 9,000 medical interns and residents have stayed off the job since early last week to protest a government plan to increase medical school admissions by about two-thirds. The walkouts have disrupted operations of their hospitals. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Hungary's parliament set to ratify Sweden's bid to join NATO, likely bringing an end to the more than 18 months of delays that have frustrated the alliance as it seeks to expand in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Hungary's government submitted the protocols for approving Sweden's entrance to NATO in 2022, but the matter has been stalled in parliament over opposition by governing party lawmakers. More details at SRNnews.com.